Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to our broadcast again this week. We're going to take a departure from our normal studies and consideration of our latest book and passages therein. And we're going to have, in the coming weeks, we're going to have a series of messages with the Lord's help and blessing about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, asking three questions to each one that hears these broadcasts. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the judgment? Are you ready for the end of this world? Again, we're going to bring a series of messages along these lines, and these messages that we bring are not going to necessarily be in any kind of chronological order as far as end time events. Want to make a statement. I'm not looking to set a time for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, but if it doesn't take it doesn't take much if someone will just be honest and look around in our world today, in situations that are at hand over in Europe, in the Middle East, and in Asia, the condition of our own country, the condition of the world as a whole. It is indeed evident that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the wrapping up of this age is near. Of course, it's nearer than it ever has been before, but it is near indeed. I know previous generations have thought that the end of the world and those things were at hand in their day. It has been believed by the people of God when terrible awful things would come about, world war and such as that they would think that the end of the world was near. And certainly that can be the case in our day. It may be 100 years before the Lord Jesus comes back. Again, we're not looking to set a date, but as we look at this world and as we look at the propagation of the gospel, and as we see that seemingly the gospel has gone the world over, and these events that are taking place in this time, we ask these questions. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus? Are you ready for the judgment? And are you ready for the end of this world? Our first consideration is here in 2 Peter chapter 3, dealing namely with scoffers that don't believe that Jesus is coming back, don't believe that this world is going to be brought to an end. The thinking that everything is so great and so large, the thinking that everything has been so consistent in days gone by, oh yes, there's maybe been trouble, but how can such a thing as this great earth be destroyed, and how can these things be brought to an end? And they scoff at the preaching of exactly the message that I'm looking to convey in these series of radio broadcasts. Second Peter chapter 3, verse number 1, the apostle writing to the Lord's people, and we need to understand that context. He is writing to the children of God. There are things here that all of us can gain from and understand and hear what the Lord has said. But this, the context of this is Peter's writing to the Lord's people. He's writing to the Lord's people in his church. That's the context of this writing. I know that Second Peter is called a general epistle, and that it's to all the saved. And, of course, the Word of God is good for everybody. But Peter was a church man. He believed in the Lord's church, was a part of the Lord's church, was put in the Lord's church. And the Lord's New Testament, local New Testament Baptist church. And he's coming at his writing and admonition to us from that standpoint. And so we need to understand that context. And the scripture says here in 2 Peter chapter 3, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." And so this is to people that are saved. He's looking, and that's a theme in Peter's writings, is that he is a reminder. He's going to cause people to remember. He wants to stir them up to the things that they've been taught, and he's looking to do so here. In verse number 2, "That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles, and of the Lord and Savior." And they're speaking of Jesus Christ. He says, I want you to remember the words. And all this comes back to the Word of God. I want you to be mindful of the words that the prophets have spoken. I want you to be mindful of the words that we, the apostles, have written and have given unto you. I want you to be mindful of the words, the very words of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, as he writes here. He says in verse number 3, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts." And we have scoffers today. We have the pride of life. We have the way of man. We have the working of mankind in the world, great and exceeding massive business and dollars that are spent and trading that goes on and just massive shipment of goods and manufacturing of goods and agriculture and all these great things that are just, they're huge. For one person to consider all the things that are done in the world, it is just huge. And it's in those things that they rest. The greatness of those things, that which mankind has been blessed to be able to pursue and do, they rest in the greatness of those things, the works of men. And they scoff, they ridicule, they look to shame, they look to deny what the Lord has told us in his word. We see here that they're scoffers. There's going to be, and they walk after their own desires, their way, what makes sense to them. We're plagued in our day with a government and with leaders in our government, sad to say, that think that they have a better idea. And the thing is that the Lord is the only one that has a better idea. And as a people of our nation, and as a nation and the leadership of our nation, if we go against the things of the Lord, we are indeed doomed. We will not be helped, but we are indeed doomed. These scoffers rise up. They have their own thinking. They have their own way, their own desire. That's what that word lust is talking about, the desire that they would have us to go rather than that of the Lord. And they say this in verse number 4, and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming?" So they know that there is a promise of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where is it, they say? For since the fathers fell asleep, those that were before us, our daddies, our granddaddies, our great-granddaddies that have lived, since they lived and they died, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. In the day of Peter, there were those that would yet understand and claim the creation. In our day now, even the creation is denied, and there's a reason for that. If Satan knows that if he can destroy the foundation of the creation of this world by God Almighty. He can, by destroying that foundation of the creation of this world by God Almighty, he can destroy the doctrine and the teaching and the message to sinners on this earth, the message to mankind about the return of the Lord and pending judgment and coming judgment, sin, the need of a Savior, condemnation for sin, and the necessity for the salvation of the souls. Satan knows that if he destroys the foundation of creation, that those things otherwise can be accomplished. They say, where's the promise of his coming? It's been preached, it's been told, it's been heralded forth by crazy preachers. Everything's been the same. Everything's been the same from daddy and granddaddy and great-granddaddy and great-great-granddaddy and so on. All things continue as they were from the beginning. Everything just continues and rolls right on. The Lord says, though, in his word, and Peter writes in verse 5, for this they willingly are ignorant of. What's happened is that they've entered into an idea and a thinking that these things that are just totally evident and completely evident, the things at hand that he's going to tell about that are just plain as the nose on your face, they willingly do not want to believe them. For this they willingly are ignorant that the word of God, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, they are willingly ignorant that God has created all things. They see the greatness of the creation. They see the beauty of the world. They see the marvel of the Lord's creation of animals and wildlife. They see the marvel and greatness of the creation, God's creation of mankind. And they say, no, I don't want to believe that we have a creator. I want to believe that we're just a mistake. We're a happenstance. We're a lucky occurrence. And they take this doctrine of evolution, or the doctrine of aliens planting the seed of life here on earth millions of years ago, or whatever. The Lord says they are willingly are ignorant of. That by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. That God, by the voice of his mouth, by the words of his mouth, created this creation. That he did this thing. He says they're willingly ignorant of this. And he says here also they're willingly are ignorant of this also, whereby the world that was then was, being overflowed with water, perished. The great evidences that are at hand that this world indeed was flooded, a worldwide flood, evidences abound. And of course, by their own desire and their own lust, they talk it down, they yell it down, they come up with other so-called science to deny it. But the Lord says they are willingly ignorant of the Lord's destruction of this earth some thousands of years ago, that he took and he did overflow this earth with water some 4,500 years ago. The evidence is at hand, and they are willingly are ignorant of this fact. Whereby the world, verse 6, that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, hereafter the flood, by the same word are kept and stored. The Lord spoke this world into existence in the creation. The Lord spoke this world into a massive flood and destruction because of wickedness and sin. And that same word is holding this world together until this next thing that will come to pass. Are you ready? Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Sinner, are you ready for the judgment? You have a judgment that you will appear before. Are you ready for the end of this world? Well, I see that our time has passed. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.